The Somali pirates, like the ones who took Captain Richard Phillips hostage, operate in the vacuum of a failed state. There has been a unity government in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, since January, but it doesn't enjoy control over most of the country. Congressman Donald Payne says that government could help suppress piracy off the Horn of Africa. Payne is a New Jersey Democrat and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health. He was in Somalia yesterday, and he joins us from London's Heathrow Airport. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and let me ask you, how are you? Your flight, evidently, out of Mogadishu was eventful. The Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab says it fired mortars at your plane.
Yes, they are a group that wants to see the new government fail, and so it's sort of an act of desperation. They want to send a message that American officials, aid workers, should be fearful and stay away. That's because I think they, too, know that with some support, the new government can succeed.
But it's not just people like that who think you should stay away. The State Department, I gather, advised against your visit to Somalia, and this group is close enough and knows enough to be able to at least fire at your flight as you're leaving. Sounds not very stable.
Well, there's no one from the State Department that's been in Mogadishu in 10 years. We have people who are there on the ground, and we checked with a number of authorities. Our whole day there was totally uneventful. We stayed in town. We met with the president, met with the prime minister. We met with women's groups. We saw kids in the street. And so the more that the fearmongers persist, the vacuum will remain.
So, what did the government leaders say about the pirates to you? How do they regard these people, and do they consider them people who, given the right incentives and inducements, might be supporters of a government, or are they simply outlaws?
They say that the pirates do not represent Somalia, that they want to see it end. There is no incentive for the government, and they see piracy as a great deterrent to their success. You know, what's happened in the country, of course, there's virtually been no employment because there's been no government. Foreign fishers have depleted the fish in that area, taken away. And then on top of that, there's been illegal toxic dumping. You know, you've got no government. You know, no one wants toxic waste in their country.
But here's a question that's going to arise in all likelihood pretty soon. The Navy says that it will pursue the pirates where they live, which is ashore in towns in Somalia. Do you think the Somali authorities in Mogadishu, the government, could conceivably welcome that, or would they instinctively be against any foreign strike on Somali soil, even if it's against pirates, outlaws?
I think that would be an ill-thought-out policy. I think that the policy of constructive engagement, where you deal with the government and let them deal with their internal problems.
Just one last question before I let you go. Do you think the American public has the patience for a mission that might sound like nation-building in Somalia, or might sound like the kind of relief effort in the 90s that grew into the notorious Black Hawk Down incident?
They don't want any Americans to come in to run the program. They can run it themselves. They want technical assistance. They need financial support, and they'll take care of it for themselves.
Well, Congressman Payne, thank you very much for talking with us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Congressman Donald Payne, Democrat of New Jersey, who was in Mogadishu, Somalia, yesterday, where he met with leaders of the Somali government.